You just heard the opening portion of the overture to the opera Nabucco by Giuseppe Verdi in a performance by the Philharmonic Orchestra of La Scala in Milan, Italy. Riccardo Muti conducting here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances, and that's a connection to a performance that you can go hear live Monday night at the University of Illinois Smith Music Hall in Urbana. Concert at 7:30 by the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. That, in fact, is the music that will open their concert, which I will be very pleased to conduct. And I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us on the program today. I've got three members of the Youth Orchestra in the studio to play some chamber music for us live. Coming up, we also have live in our studio the fabulous guitar duo out of Chicago, of Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovic. They're playing a house concert in Urbana tonight at 7:30, and of course we'll have details on that. So I'm rather excited about both portions of the show today. The Youth Orchestra is an auditioned group of students from Champaign-Urbana and surrounding communities, sometimes at some distance, and they do two major concerts a year, January and this one coming up for winter and spring. And they also have a chamber music program who are going to be giving a concert a week from Monday, on Monday, March 27th. And since I mentioned it's an auditioned group, auditions are going on right now for the Youth Orchestra. If you or someone you know might be interested, you want to call the Conservatory of Central Illinois, area 217-356-9812, I think is the right number. Although I think it's the right number. I'm doing it from memory. In any event, I want to welcome three of the string principals of the Youth Orchestra. The concertmasters, Chelsea Edwards, is a senior at University Laboratory High School. And Joshua Farrar is a senior at Centennial High School in Champaign. He is the principal cellist. And Andreas Ruiz-Gert is the principal violist and a senior at Urbana High School. So we've got three of the four high schools in Champaign-Urbana represented. Only Central is missing on today's program. So thank you all for coming in. What drew you to and kept you in the Youth Orchestra for all this time? Anybody can speak up. Oh,
well, the opportunity to play with equally dedicated musicians from the community, which is something that you don't necessarily get at your high school, or an opportunity that you get every day. And it's something that's been great. We've all been on it for 3+ years, I think.
I've been in it since sixth grade. Yeah. I remember just the first time we played Academic Fest Overture. And that was such a good piece. And then I never wanted to quit after that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good piece, pretty hard piece to pass up. Yeah. So we did play that then,
yeah.
Okay. Because I heard it on our radio station yesterday, I think, and I thought, ooh, that would be a good one for the Youth Orchestra to play. But I couldn't remember. Andreas, what's kept you in all this time? Which has been quite a while, too, hasn't it?
I think this is my third
year. Oh, is that all?
Year. Yeah. A lot of my friends were in the Youth Orchestra, and I saw that they were playing really cool music, so I decided to audition for the group, and one of the biggest factors in me staying in this group is this ensemble right here, because I've learned a lot and grown a lot from it, and so I appreciate that.
So that's regarding the chamber music program the Youth Orchestra does have. You guys are ideally would have been a string quartet, but your other violinist went and got a soccer injury that he's still recovering from. And then we have a brass quintet. There's a woodwind quintet as well. So it's a great chance for the first chair players to participate. There's a concerto competition, and the winner of that is a fellow named James Vaughn, who's, I guess, a sub-freshman at Uni High.
Yeah.
A wonderful trumpet player. Competed with something like 22 other students from the Youth Orchestra. And he'll be playing his piece, the Aretunian Trumpet Concerto, with the orchestra next Monday night. And I know you guys brought along one of the movements. What is it, a six-movement piece?
Yes. Yeah.
By a divertimento by Mozart that you'll be playing on the Youth Orchestra Ensembles concert on the 27th. You won't be playing it on the orchestra concert next Monday night, but I thought it'd be fun for folks to hear what real-life Youth Orchestra kids sound like in the studio. So why don't we just launch into it? This is the last movement of the piece?
Yes.
Right.
of this Mozart Divertimento, Chelsea Edwards, Joshua Farrar, Andreas Ruiskert of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, live on Live and Local.
Thank you.
That was the final of a six-movement divertimento by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, played by three members of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, all of them principals of their respective string sections. Chelsea Edwards, who is the concertmaster of the orchestra, Andreas Ruiz-Garrett, who is a principal violist, and Joshua Farrar, who is the principal cellist. They will be playing that entire piece along with the brass quintet, I think there's going to be a horn trio, and also a harpist from the youth orchestra on a concert of chamber music by youth orchestra members on Monday night, May the 27th, at the Music Building Auditorium on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. They will also be participating, along with the entire orchestra, in the orchestra's annual spring concert this coming Monday night, May 20th. At Smith Music Hall, also on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. Yeah, it sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the whole piece. I've heard other movements, at least one of them in progress, and some at performance level, but I haven't heard, I think, half the piece, I guess. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the whole thing. It sounded terrific, and thanks very much for coming on the show. And
thank you for asking us.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. And these folks are all three are seniors, so their spots are all open. For anybody who wants to audition for the orchestra, again, if you want to do that, call the Conservatory of Central Illinois, 217-356-9812, and they'll tell you what you need to do to set up an audition. Stay tuned next for more live music in our studio by the Andreas Kapsalis Goran Ivanovich Guitar Duo, who have come down from Chicago. They're going to be giving a house concert in Urbana tonight at 7:30. This is another of the pieces that the youth orchestra will be playing on Monday night. They're going to be doing the entire Eighth Symphony of Antonin Dvorak, of which this is the third movement. That's the third movement of the Symphony No. 8 by Antonin Dvorak, played by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado. And that movement, with all the other movements of that symphony, will be played by the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, conducted by myself, Kevin Kelly, Monday night at Smith Music Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana, our 7:30 start to that concert. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. Very pleased to welcome back to Live and Local the wonderful guitar duo of Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovich, who combine steel and nylon string sounds on their acoustic guitars. Now, I don't remember if we asked why that was last time, but we'll probably ask this time, so if you want to think about it. But they're here because they're doing a house concert in Urbana tonight at 7:30 at the home of Danny Otto and Barb Schenk. And we'll give you details on how you can get into that coming up. But Andreas and Goran, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And remind me, I am saying your first name right? You say the G with a hard G sound?
Yes, perfectly.
Because I have sometimes heard it differently, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, you said it correct.
All right, thank you. I'm very glad to know that. So what about this steel and nylon string? I always had the impression that guitar duos would want to have usually their sound matched, but yours apparently is not to your advantage.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and there's so many different ways I could begin to answer that, but one of the reasons is we became friends. We became friends, and we love talking about music, love talking about guitar. I have more of a traditional classical background, and Andreas is plays acoustic guitar and is kind of self-taught. So, you know, one thing that we had in common was the guitar, and it was just through friendship and listening to music, trying to build a new repertoire, that we at some point realized that this is important, and we liked the direction where it was going. recorded the first CD, got a lot of interest from guitar audiences and audiences in general, and we decided to keep at it as much as possible.
So the classical guitar background sort of explains why you're the one with the nylon strings, right?
Yes.
And Andreas with the steel. I mean, it would be easy enough to change for one reason or another, wouldn't it?
Well, it's I think both of us really enjoy playing classical guitar, and Andreas enjoys acoustic guitar. Yes, they sound very, very different. But also the way we've adjusted music and the way we've been composing, I think it complements the instrument sound, complements each other. You know, for example, classical guitar doesn't have that much of percussive sort of sound. It's more of on a sweeter side. So a lot of times I would play the melody and Andreas would play percussion and chords or whatever accompanying there is. And I think it sounds really nice to me. I really enjoy that sound. I also enjoy hearing two acoustic guitar players or just two classical guitar players. But, I think we do it out of right reasons.
And in making your own pieces, you exploit the difference, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, you know, the instruments themselves have an inherent kind of use, you know. I feel that the nylon, kind of like the similar way you have an orchestra and you break it up into, you know, having brass and having strings together creates a really nice warmth. And so I feel like the nylon string kind of has that brass, warm brass quality to it, and it's very lyrical sounding, and the steel string kind of has that string quality and very bright percussive quality. So it kind of, in my opinion, it allows us to kind of, you know, give our compositions a lot of dynamic and timbre, different timbres, because the instruments themselves on their own have a pretty wide range. The guitar has a great wide range, but the bell quality of the steel string, you know, kind of calls for sometimes more of a accompaniment and more filling out inner voicings, you know, harmony-wise. And the nylon has that lyrical singing quality to it.
Well, let's hear an example. Göran, you mentioned that, of course, the first CD you have, which, what do you call that one? I know I've got it on my shelf, and I forget.
It's just our names.
Just the duo.
Yeah, introducing.
Duo name.
Yeah.
And you got another one coming out soon.
Yes, very soon. We've been working on that for 2 years now, and finally we recorded it in Chicago back in December. So, all new material. The title of the disc is Blackmail, and just really proud of it. I think, you know, we were quite satisfied with the first record. It was really well received with the critics and audiences. So people asked us, you know, what happened? It took you 2-3 years to record a new CD, but the way we work is sometimes it takes a long time for the ideas to develop and mature, and we are our own critics, so we have to be really specific and careful what we put out there. So I'm very pleased with the selection of the tunes and the way it was recorded and all the little details. So the record is called Blackmail, and it's coming out June 4th.
And you have something from that to play for us now?
Yes, absolutely. We'll play a song called Porto Alegre. Thank you.
Goran Ivanovich and Andreas Kapsalis on Live and Local on FM 90.9, live in our studio. And that's one of the tunes that's on their forthcoming record, which will be out very soon. And I promptly forgot the name of it.
Blackmail.
That's the name of the album, but what's the name of the tune?
The song is called Porto Alegre.
So is that a port?
It's a city in Brazil.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
And hence the Brazilian sound to it, particularly
a
percussive sound.
Tropical, yeah. Yeah, the song itself is kind of a we kind of love that style and don't really get a chance to play it much, and this is kind of our tribute to that style, composition, rhythmically, melodically, everything. I'm a big fan of Les Baxter, who's kind of a great kind of composer, conductor, and just a wonderful composer. He would kind of mix Americana with a lot of these different styles, world music styles, and so that kind of was an influence for me with that piece. But it's kind of something, I think it was a long winter, and it was a composition we needed to kind of help us through the cold times.
So was that your composition mm-hmm. then? Yeah. And you both composed for the group?
Yeah.
Or mostly?
Yeah, this is actually a good example of what we do as composers. Like the first rough ideas might be mine, and then it'll kind of go in a direction, and Goran he kind of composed the middle section. So, and then the whole form is kind of collaborative, compositionally. So, it's a good little Frankenstein of both of our ideas.
That's a curious way to put it. usually, Frankenstein creates a monster of sorts.
It's just a pretty monster.
Frankenstein, actually, if you read the novel, had a pretty good heart, at least at the mm-hmm. start, until it got corrupted. So we don't want to take that analogy too far down the road. What about the idea of influences from different parts of the world? I mean, we could say, well, because Goran, you're from Croatia,
yeah.
and directly so, and Andreas from. Indirectly from Greece, through your parents in Chicago. I mean, do you deliberately pull from those backgrounds to create certain sounds, or does that simply in the background and informs what you do?
It's a very good question. I think we use it in a specific way. There is a certain certain style of guitar music we like, and we think it's important, and it sounds authentic. Like the guitar, as a in a flamenco setting, sounds very authentic, sounds just correct. And there is really no guitar in Balkan folk music tradition. There is no classical guitar or even acoustic guitar. So it's for me to take certain pieces and try to. Try to use it very purely, authentically would kind of be wrong. So I try to take snippets and little ideas. For example, what we've been doing a lot is we would play a lot of tunes in odd time signatures. So we would play in 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, which is very characteristic for Balkan music. Also using the scale, harmonic minor, for example. And so I would say we use it subtly. It's never really used. I wouldn't like to overuse the whole Balkan thing.
But there are plucked string instruments in the Balkan tradition that you could perhaps imitate or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do that. It's just I feel that whatever happened as far as classical guitar. Having classical guitar and then having flamenco guitar, I think it's at least for me question of staying authentic. So focusing on those two styles of guitar playing and guitar composing, and then using all these different things, all these different musical influences from Brazil, from Yugoslavia, from Spain, from all over.
Your website makes reference to, and actually you made reference earlier Goran, as we're talking here, to the notion of a new, building a new repertoire.
Yeah.
Is that essentially what you mean as you're talking here, that you pull from, I mean, not literally from various parts of the world, but at least influences from various parts of the world, and also from different styles of music, and that somehow your compositions in absorbing these will make new music? Or do you simply mean you write your own music and so you're adding to the repertoire?
We compose. You know, I think that's the thing that, once again, we have in common as well. We compose. And so we always are interpreting things. And it gives us a chance to kind of reflect what influences us musically, what's going on in the past, what's happening currently. And, you know, we're just as influenced by, you know, cinema as you know, as much as books or people's stories. And these are all things that are relevant to us that we find a way to incorporate into our music, you know, whether it be a soundtrack to something, you know, in some autobiographical way to a moment that happened in our lives, or attributing to us touring a lot and being influenced by other cultures that we play in, you know. So the music kind of, you know, it has a deliberate reason why we jump around with different styles and stuff, but a lot of it is literally just kind of, it's unavoidable. You know, when you go to a different country and, you know, meet people, explore different cultures, different foods, different music, different art, it has an influence on your music no matter what. And it's kind of it's world music that we're composing, kind of, but it's more just kind of global mentality and openness. But we're also approaching these compositions as a way of showing this is our interpretation of our experiences, you know, touring in this world, you know.
Why don't we hear another example, also from the upcoming record? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this tune is called Imposter.
Goran Ivanovich, Andres, you're going to change their mind?
Wrecking.
Yeah. Actually, we changed our mind. We're going to do a song called Rat King.
Rat King?
Yes.
As in, like, the Mouse King in the Nutcracker, except he's a rat?
No, there is... I don't want to get into it, but there is a thing. So look it up on Wikipedia.
Rat King.
There is a thing. It's a thing. Okay. I'm just going to say that.
No, I'm going to. Thank you. Rat King, composition and performance by the Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovic guitar duo, who are live with us here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're going to be giving a house concert in Urbana tonight. And I'll give you the details now and then do it again later in case you don't get them down the first time. It's at the home of Danny Otto and Barbara Schenk in Urbana, 405 West Illinois. Concert starts at 7:30. They don't do tickets or reservations. You just show up. And they say that they've never turned anyone away. But Danny says, we have also never had a concert that has generated this much advance interest, which must be a tribute to you guys. And I guess the word has gotten out somehow. I mean, I've heard you in town a couple of times before. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation one time. On the program. It's been a few years ago now, and that's when I first heard one of your CDs. Yeah. And then you were here once before playing live, and as I'm just listening to you play right now, I'm thinking, why didn't you guys have a major recording contract or on the major guitar performance circuit? Because I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think it's very complicated. But I see that there is one pursuit of career where a musician is chasing down agents, chasing down record label deals, this and that, or you just simply play as much as you can. And I really don't enjoy that part of the my job. So, you know,
the business part,
you know, it's essential. You have to talk to people, you have to hustle. But what gives us the most pleasure, and it's just basically playing shows, being on the road as much as possible, playing cool festivals, and you know, releasing records by ourselves has actually been you know, big success to us. So
gives you ultimate control of your records.
Yeah, that and also, you know, we invest this much money, and you know, we see all the money coming in, you know, to us. So it's versus a label that I don't know. I think, you know, we live in a great time for musicians where all you need is a laptop and a couple microphones and you can release your own record. You know, only 15 years ago that was, you know, it would have cost you $20,000-$30,000 to do that. So, you know, that's also it's a great thing, but it's also it's a bad thing, because there is a lot of the nature of that is there is a lot of mediocrity coming out. So
anybody can put it out, and anybody does.
Yeah, and people promote it, and you know, a lot of mediocre stuff gets out and gets a lot of attention for a lot of reasons. So, you know, being an independent musician right now, like I said, it's a blessing and it's a curse, because there is so much out there. There's this ocean of guitar players, you know, all kinds of bands, groups. It's so easy to just get lost in the sea of mediocrity.
Well, it doesn't seem to me that you guys ought to be getting lost in there. It's just my opinion, anyway.
I was just saying that.
Yeah, no, I understand. Our broadcast on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring the new exhibit, the James Bond theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. What's the influence? I guess influence is not the right word, but how useful is it to go to these festivals that you mentioned for the marketing side of things? I mean, you want to spend as little time doing that as possible, but of course you want your name to get out anyway. And if you go to festivals, then do potential promoters or venues or just other colleagues say, hey, you got to have Goran and Andreas on your concert series or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's been really great to us, because we've been playing a lot, and you know, a lot of people know us in the industry. A lot of presenters know us, but it's always that personal contact that's way better than sending a record to somebody. So, a lot of festivals that we've been doing in, you know, last 2-3 years, from India to France and Spain and Germany, basically just making friends and, you know, trying to be as genuine as possible, and hopefully somebody likes you and they invite you back, and you know, if you can return the favor, that's even better. But, you know, for us, it's important to surround ourselves with, you know, positive musicians that are doing, you know, similar things. And it's been really working out in a most wonderful way.
It's a great endorsement, you know, to play, you know, versus just playing in clubs overseas and stuff like that. Just to have that kind of, when you have a festival that's been around a couple of years promoting artists, and you go, you know, and it's to some degree kind of, you know, being American overseas is kind of, we're kind of exotic birds over there. So people are kind of curious what these American guitar players are playing, doing in this particular festival in Germany or wherever it is. And I think it's just great because it gives people the sense that, okay, they can enjoy this. And also it provides us with a great way to kind of expose people to our music, you know, and to kind of break in. And slowly but surely it builds in countries when we come back here and there and start to build an audience. And you realize actually, you know, how small some of these countries really are. Even though you think of Germany as such a big country, a lot of people know each other, promoters or festivals. So it can easily start building, and the momentum, you know, happens.
Also, it's for us, it's been really, really fun, you know, running into guitar players that we really admire. So, you know, we spent a couple weeks in India and we're hanging out with really fantastic flamenco player Adam Del Monte, and so, you know, it's a very humbling experience because all of us do something different, and I'm definitely never shy to ask, can you show me some rasgueados? Show me some
what?
Some rasgueados. It's a technique, guitar technique that.
That's a flamenco strummed sort of thing.
Yeah. So I was never really good at that, but we had a couple weeks just hanging out with all these great guitar players, and I was just asking for lessons whenever I could. And it's a very humbling experience.
Well, it's a lot of fun to watch you guys play in here too. And of course, I had the opportunity, and our listeners don't at the moment, although they certainly can go to the house concert tonight and get that. But because watching, you've played two tunes, and I want you to do another one here in a matter of seconds. But from the time where you introduce the song to when you start, there's almost no time that passes. And I don't see you even look at each other. You just start to play as if somebody flipped the switch, you connected, and it started. I mean, usually I'm in chamber music like we just had from the kids who were here earlier.
Yeah.
People look at each other, ready, and there's no ready. Let's just go.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you do so many shows every year, you just kind of get locked up, and I don't know. You know, that's why it's so. You know, playing with somebody means to trust them, you know, fully, and I don't know.
It's well, there's kind of a natural chemistry. You know, we were playing just occasionally. You know, a couple times a year, we'd get together and do a concert here and there, and people would always consistently comment on the chemistry and the intuitiveness we have working with each other seems so natural, and it after, you know, a while, we kind of started to take that serious and realize, yeah, it's easy, and not all the time it's easy. It's nice when it's easy because it helps deliver the music.
Well, let's hear. I don't want to run out of time before we have to play another tune, so why don't you just launch into one?
Yeah.
Tell us what it's called and go.
Yeah, we'll do a short little one. Should we do a long one or a short one? What do you think?
Well, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes.
Cool. Well, we'll do a song called Kibidus, and it's a fun little sort of a ragtime tune. So
that sounds good.
Let's play.
Andreas Kapsalis, Goran Ivanovich, live on Live and Local. Say the name of that tune again.
Kibitus.
Does it have meaning also?
I don't know.
Or is
know.
That another one? It's just a word you made up.
Yeah, we sometimes we do that. But no, we were in we were playing in Bordeaux in last November, and we stayed with the mayor of this little town, and she had a very annoying small dog,
and the dog's name was Kibitus.
Yeah, yeah, and we were like, oh, so that's a great name. She said it's a bone, and it the way they're saying it, I don't know. Maybe it's just the French way of saying it. Kibitus might be Kibitus or Kibitus. I'm not really sure, but it's some type of bone, and they named their dog after this bone. So we liked the name, and we thought, well, we got a little ragtime thing. Might as well name it something cute. So.
Although it's quite a twist on the ragtime idea. I mean, when you said ragtime, I thought, oh, that ought to be interesting. But
yeah. But
it's certainly your own harmonic and melodic twist. And then, Andreas, I imagine, invented sort of ways of doing the accompanying figure there. Which
yeah.
Great.
Well, we're both big fans of Joplin. And so if anything, we love the feel of ragtimes, and the harmony is something that really, you know, puts it in the period. And so if we change the harmony a little bit, it makes it kind of a little bit more,
current.
Abstract. Or
makes it yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Joplin wrote enough music.
Yeah.
make your own. Yeah. As they're doing, and you can look for their new record. Go to their website. Tell me what it is again. I didn't write it down.
The website is akgiduo.com.
akgiduo.com. That's for Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovich Duo, obviously guitar duo, who have been live with us here on Live and Local. They are going to be giving a house concert tonight in Urbana. Starts at 7:30, and it's at the home of Danny Otto and Barbara Schenk. If you know them, you know where they live. But if you don't know them, they are at 405 West Illinois Street in Urbana. 405 West Illinois Street in Urbana. There are no tickets, no reservations, and in fact, apparently there's no set charge. They just say, we encourage everyone who attends to contribute generously to the musicians. So that's the deal. And also invited to bring finger food or a beverage to share. No further definition for that. So concert 7:30 tonight, 405 West Illinois in Urbana. And gentlemen, thank you very much for coming back on the show. And we'll do it again next time you're down if it works out.
Thank you so much.
Our broadcast made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, featuring in-plant area rug cleaning using the master rug cleaning method. Sweeney Brothers at 11 West Port Court on Bloomington's east side, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. I'll mention a few other things you can go see and hear in our area tonight, in case you're not in this area immediately. Matthew Curry and The Fury will play the blues at Shady Nook Pub in Saybrook tonight at 8 o'clock. It's a Rodman Rail at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood this evening at 5:30. Chicago Farmer is at Donnie's Homespun Pizza in Springfield tonight at 7:30. Community Players Theater in Bloomington is presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. And there's a Sunday matinee at 2:30. And it's the Iron Post Jazz Fest in Urbana continuing tonight with Jeff Helgeson at 5 o'clock and the Stephen Spencer Gray Trio at 8 o'clock. This is 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 5 o'clock.